So even if carrier phase ultimately is the key that delivers the high accuracy that we depend on, it's always been the codes that get us in the game. They are the front end that allows the receiver to lock on to the satellites. And our receivers have been combining pseudo-range and carrier phase observables in innovative ways for some time. But those techniques can be improved because while the current methods work, the results can be noisy and not quite as stable as they might be over long baselines. It will be cleaner to get the signal directly once there are two civilian codes, one on each carrier. And it may actually make the chipsets inside our receivers a little simpler, and it could lead to a little bit of a reduction in the cost of such receivers as well.